Welcome to Metal Waveform.
Hello everyone, and welcome to Metal Brain Fart, episode 27. And we're here in the cold north, which isn't too cold at the moment, but it's okay, I guess, but whatever. I am here with my good friend, Daro Metal. How are you doing, Daro?
It's awesome, man. Finally, it's summer. I'm enjoying the summer weather, like 4 degrees Celsius, pretty much good for the t-shirt and shorts, so I'm fucking great.
Yeah, I heard it, the cold is coming back to for the weekend, and the weekend is actually the Christmas weekend, so hopefully, knock on wood, I won't get any delays on my train, because... as probably the most of you know out there, there will be a live show, a live fart, or whatever. A live fart on the 25th of December, so I'll be actually traveling down from the place where I live in the forest to Stockholm on the 25th, so hopefully the trains will run on time. I think they will, but you never know.
Never know, man, with all that traffic. I was thinking it was a problem just in Bulgaria, but also in Sweden we have the same problem sometimes. It's just one snowflake and, the train is delayed like 2 hours.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's... it is kind of funny, but it is very similar in a way, because we Swedes are fucking weird, because, you know, it will snow eventually in this country. But everyone else don't think that, you know the guys that take care of the train tracks and whatever, they don't think that we live in a northern country, you know. They're like, oh man, it's no problem. And then, you know, when the snow comes, you know, everything gets fucking derailed and delayed and whatever, and you kind of hear it on my voice that I'm have a kind of a bitter tone to it, but that's because I've been trapped up in one of those fucking train delays, so I don't like it. I fucking hate it, but that's winter in Sweden for you.
Yeah, and one more thing about the live show. We're gonna have also live streaming. I figure out how it's gonna be, and the live stream is gonna be from our Facebook page. That the people gonna have the link like 1 or 2 days earlier, where they can watch the fucking bullshit that we gonna speak about it. And dude, I don't know. I mean, I'm in such a good mood today. I decorate my Christmas shit. I put my Christmas tree. It's a nice empty corner. So yeah.
Cool. Well, I'm not doing too great, and I rather not get into my frame of mind. But eventually, I don't know what it is. I'm having some kind of weird pre-Christmas blues. I don't know. I usually get these blues after the Christmas time, but whatever. But I'm getting an early visit, I guess. But whatever. The 25th, it's going to be awesome. And I actually look forward to that. And I'll keep that in mind to make me a little bit more motivated, I guess. But yeah, I mean, we're going to keep you up to date, everyone out there, about where we... But we are going to stream on Facebook, right? So it's that's the place where we'll be. We don't have a YouTube page yet, which we might or might not get in the future. We'll look into that, but that's something for the coming year, I would say. I mean, as things are now, we only have like one focus in our mind, and that is the 25th.
So yep.
That's been preoccupying. And for my part, at least, there's been 25th in my mind and a bunch of other Christmas things going on, because... you know, there's a lot of holiday times during this month, and it's been hard to be consistent with our work, but yeah, we'll it'll be better after the Christmas time, we'll promise you that.
And like what I understand from you, you're gonna spend a couple of days at my place, so eventually we're gonna record a couple of shows, so it's gonna be pre-recorded. And
Don't spoil that. Come on.
Well, come on, man.
You're ruining the illusion.
Well, no, the thing is, at least for 2 or 3 weeks, they're gonna have something to listen to.
Yeah, we'll see if we record that many shows. I don't really know.
We're gonna.
You know,
at least we're gonna try.
We're gonna try, because we're gonna have to find subjects that I don't need to do too much research in, and if you know me, I can't do a show without any research, you know. It doesn't end. Or wait a minute, have I done a show without doing research? I don't know.
I don't know, man.
I think I've probably didn't do any research, and it went pretty fine actually. But yeah.
Most of the show that we don't do researches is basically like tonight or today or whatever when you are listening to the fucking show. It's like these phone calls episodes.
Yeah, definitely. But yeah, do we have any more housekeeping before we go on to our next segment? Do you have anything more?
No, man. I mean, everyone, like we said for a million time for like past 6 minutes, everyone is welcome to Freya's Mangio. It's gonna be free entry, so you're just gonna pay for drinks. Ah, yes, we're gonna have our official drink for tonight at this place. It's called Mel Brainfart Mix. It's like 3 type of alcohol and a little bit and a splash of cola. So yeah, that's. Okay. Also,
I haven't heard about this.
Well, some surprise, surprise. I came up with this. And also, like we said, this live show, we're going to have some giveaways. And who cannot can afford to come at the show, definitely can watch us at the Facebook page, live streaming.
Yeah.
And I think that's it, man. I'm looking forward. I have 4 fucking days before I'm going to vacation. I cannot wait.
Yeah, that's gonna be sweet. But yeah, let's get this show on the road. Because, okay, we're gonna do Pick of the Week like we always do. So I'm thinking you should go ahead with yours. What have you picked for this week?
It's a Swedish legendary crossover trash band, and punkish as well, Casual, with their album from 2019, Multi-Dead World. Man, those guys are fucking amazing. They played at Jakobsberg before, I would like to say, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, something like this. They destroyed the club. I mean, stage dive, not one, there was like multi-stage dives at the same time, like 2 or 3 people done a stage dive at the same time, and the people who knows the place, it's not like a fucking arena, it's a small pub, but man, it was great. So they have a couple of other albums. Some is a little bit weird, but yeah, I'm going with Multi-Dead World. That is their latest one.
All right. Well, for my pick of the week, I went with... because the thing is, because of today's subject, I kind of felt like I shouldn't pick any... thing, I shouldn't pick anything new for my pick of the week, and I should go back in my vault, so to speak, and
pick
something. Yeah, exactly. And the record I picked up, conveniently enough for the season, was Catatonia, Dance of December Souls. their first release, and it's how should I describe it? It's like death doom metal. Yeah, death doom.
And I think also gothic. Yeah. I'm not very familiar with Catatonia.
Here's the thing. The first album was Death Doom. They were sort of like Paradise Lost, early Anathema kind of a thing when they did Dance of December Souls. But then they sort of changed their sound progressively from their death metal roots over to like a gothic metal sort of a thing. But the gothic influence is there because it is not really a straightforward Death Doom album, really. Because it has a lot of, it has a lot of cool keyboard things played by Dan Svane, famous Swedish producer and musician, and he also produced the album as well. And what can I say? It's a very, it's not the happiest album, of course. It's a little tragic sounding, but I had a period in time when I. When sad music kind of spoke to me a lot, and this particular album was like one of my absolute favorites when I was in like junior high school, which is a perfect time, a very angsty angsty period of life, if you know what I mean. But I haven't really listened to it in a while, but you know, it has it's one of those albums, you know, where a song from the album can you pop up in your head, you know, a phrase from a lyric or a guitar melody or you know, whatever.
Yeah, like we done before these albums, forgotten albums, or the album that we don't play so much, but when we play it, we cannot stop for a week.
Yeah, I mean, kind of. I mean, this is the kind of album that I listened. So the thing was, I received like the entire discography of Catatonia from a friend in high school. And he was like huge into like the gothic metal kind of thing. And he would always play that when I was at his place. And I was like, oh, it's okay, I guess. But then I, you know, I started go through the discography, which he sent me, you know, pirating or in the early days, but whatever. And then I checked out this first album and I was like, what the fuck? This band was actually really good, like on the first album. And that seems to be like the common opinion I see here when I check Metal Archives here. I see that album, Dance of December Souls, is the highest rated album of all their albums they've released, which is pretty remarkable. They have a pretty good track record. They don't have any full length album that is under 70%. So that's a pretty good track record. But yeah. I don't really care for the other stuff that they did, but their first album is definitely a fucking gem and possibly one of my absolute favorite records of all time. So my pick of the week is Dance of December Souls by Catatonia.
That's nice, man. I mean, back in days I was kind into that doomy gothic stuff like My Dying Bride, Crematory, and Catamania, I think, as well. The thing is, nowadays, from all that doomish, gothic, and etc., 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 probably I'm still listening just Crematory, and it's like from time to time. So I'm not very familiar with Catatonia, and I know them as a name and style, but never listened to, I think.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, your assessment was pretty right there. You said that, oh, isn't it more gothic? And yeah, it is, but it wasn't. So, I mean, that's the thing. A lot of band, particularly in that genre, they change a lot. You know, they start out as a death doom kind of a thing. But it was very similar with Anathema, because they started out as a death doom band as well. But then they turned out into like progressive rock, gothic rock sort of thing in the end. So, I mean...
Like as well, I said before with Crematory, when they started Death Doom Gothic, and now it's like Electro Gothic, something like this. They still keep some of the death growth and whatever, but it's more like synth driven. It's not so much guitar driven, I can say. But still, I enjoy some of the new stuff, like from album Monuments. The song Die So Soon is amazing. Like, don't get me wrong, I'm so happy today because I'm dying so soon. Fuck yeah, man, I really enjoy that line.
I mean, it's good that you can enjoy new stuff because, I mean, with Catatonia, from my point, it's like they haven't really released anything worth. I mean, their first four albums, I would say, are listenable, but the rest is just a repeat of what they did the album before. So I find it kind of boring. I mean, if you like that stuff, I guess. I mean, I'm the kind of guy that still loves Sabaton, and they've basically released the same album since day one, so yeah. I shouldn't be complaining too much. But
they changed, man. They change a lot, especially Sabaton changed a lot. And I'm going to tell you from when they changed.
Okay. We're not doing this. We're having a show here. We have some topics to discuss. So I would gladly talk about Sabaton, but another episode, another time. But we're gonna have to get, you know, cut the shit of this episode and get to the topic at hand. Right.
Okay. Yeah, did we have a topic?
Yes, we have a topic, because you mentioned it in your video.
Okay.
We're doing albums of 2021.
Oi, okay, but let's get straight. It's not like our top 10, it's like we're going
no,
to...
No. Fuck no. I don't do top 10s. You know, I mean, if I do a top 10, it's not, you know, 10 is... least and one is the best. That's not how
just gonna mention the album, gonna speak a little bit of the album and whatnot. So
I've made a list for myself to remember things.
That's good,
because I always do lists, you know how I am. So I've done a list here because I've noticed that it isn't until the very end of this year that I've noticed like new interesting releases, you know. The beginning of this year I genuinely like searched for new stuff, but I didn't really find too much, honestly, that in and around the time we started the show. I tried it felt like there wasn't too much coming out at that point, but now after the summer and during autumn and this winter, there's been like a ton of good shit coming out.
Yeah, and also there is a ton of shit that is came, and it's very underground. And I'm gonna mention one YouTube channel that is a new wave of old school trash metal. Man, they put like every week they put one or two albums from 2021. And basically, before I call you, I was listening to Trouble Wrote Fallen Angel from this year. Never hear about that band, and it sounds good, to be honest.
What was it, did you say? I didn't hear.
Trouble Wrote is the band with the album Fallen Angel.
Alright.
You're
gonna have to write it down somewhere later, because I can't find it.
No, I just I'm gonna send you a link, because I was just cruising, because I was taking a power nap before you call me.
But do tell me about the album. I mean, I don't really need to know what it's called, but do tell the audience.
Well, I don't know so much, because I listen basically one song. It's like trashy black trash, so I'm gonna check it more. But like I said, on the YouTube channel New Wave of Old School Trash Metal, there is a lot of new albums that I even can't keep on track.
All right, cool. Well, okay, I guess you don't really have you're not really prepared for this, but I have some preparations, and I'm thinking that I could go through this list that I have, and I won't have too much to say about them. I'm just gonna most of this I just say I liked it, and that's gonna be it. But we'll see. Maybe you'll react on something, and we can talk about it.
Yeah, sure, man.
And I guess, I guess I shot myself in the foot there a bit, because the first album on my albums of 2021 list is the self-titled album by Knife. As a matter of fact,
Knife is that the heavy metal band Knife from like New Wave?
Knife.
Oh yeah, yeah. Yeah, man, it's fucking great. I listen a lot. I think I recommended that to you as well.
Yeah, you recommended to me the last episode, and I checked it out since. And it is my kind of what should I call it? Extreme metal or whatever.
Black rock and roll.
Yeah, I mean, it has a very nice mixture. I mean, you told me that it was like black and roll. And yeah. When I hear that, I usually think it's kind of
Midnight, something like this.
I mean, not good music generally, if I have to be truthfully honest. But here, the description on I think the description on Metal Archives is a little bit better. Black speed with punk influences, and yeah, punk maybe, I don't know, but black speed definitely, because they have a very there's a good mixture of a little bit of everything, because there's a little bit of like true heavy metal influence as well, I feel. In a couple of songs, you know, bits and pieces, they have a bit of like, you know, something you would hear on a new wave of true heavy metal album or something, which I really enjoy.
Yeah, and actually that is very surprising for this band. It's like they started, they have like a skyrocketing start. I mean, fuck man, that's their first album. And before you never hear about a band, and just from everywhere, number one album, my pick of the week. So they done very well for a first album, and I think they even don't release an EP or a demo before. So they should directly...
They've released an EP and a couple of singles, but
okay. Yeah,
they have released an EP on cassette,
mm-hmm.
limited to 100 copies last year, as a matter of fact. But yeah, well, but I mean, you know, who knew about that really back in those days? And I haven't even listened to that EP, and I don't know if it's
neither,
any
man.
Good at all.
I just hear. One or two songs when they released the singles before the album was released, and I was like, fuck yeah man, that's a good type of black rock and roll that I like. It's in a vein of like Midnight, I can say, or even Blizzard, a little bit of Blizzard. It's not so much because Blizzard is more rock and roll driven.
Well, you know, all of those bands I don't know, so to me it just sounds like good music, I guess. I don't have any too well, deep to get into, but I mean, it didn't remind me, it reminded me of, you know, a bunch of stuff, you know, it yeah, but nothing in particular, I would say. But yeah, it's interesting. It's only received one review so far on Metal Archives, and it's only gotten 59%, which is okay. That's really low. I wouldn't agree. I think it's a really good.
Definitely, it's a good album. More of the albums that came this year was okay, but this one was really, really good.
Yeah, and I mean, like I mentioned earlier, I think this year has been pretty mixed. There has been a lot of new releases, and a lot of them I've put on my you know, as pick of the weeks, but they haven't really, you know, upheld the standards, I feel. You know, Halloween released a new record this year, and it was all right, but for fuck's sake, hour and 10 minutes, goddamn.
I don't know, man, I've never been a huge fan of Halloween. I always said I listen a couple of songs and that's it. I don't know what's happened before. When I was a kid, yeah, I like it, especially I like back in days, I really enjoyed the Dark Ride, I think, from 2000 or 99. Mm. With
band has produced a lot of shit, but what was especially interesting with this one was, I mean, for one thing, a call back to our other episode that we had last time. It was a self-titled one that came in the middle of their career, and it also featured the entire band, you know, from all of the eras. Kai Hansen was there, Andy Deris, what's his guy, Mikael Kiske was there, you know, everyone was there except Ingo, of course, but he's dead, so that will be a little hard. But yeah, that album wasn't my point was it wasn't my pick.
Yeah.
I wouldn't put it on my list because it was decent, but you know, it wasn't amazing.
I think even you forgot about this album and you remember that they released an album since you was doing like not show a prep but just a quick research for Halloween.
Yeah,
on the last episode.
Well, there you see, because I mean, I haven't really necessarily listened a lot to this album that I have on my list, but they have made an impression, you know.
Yeah.
It's sort of like meeting an interesting person, you know. If you meet him once and remember him, you know, there are sort of people that you can meet that you maybe only met once or twice, but you still remember them because they were so interesting and funny and whatever. You know what I'm saying, right? That's sort of the thing with albums. I can hear an album once and I'll be like, wow, this was really good. I'm never going to listen to it again. because there's so much shit to listen to, but yeah, whatever. Should I continue a bit? Because I think...
We can... since we are at this type of knife, because... Technically, we speak about Halloween as well. We can throw their the album that came up like 1 month ago, and it's Eternal Evil, The Warrior Awake. So,
really?
Yeah, man, that was my pick of the week last time, I think, if I don't lie myself.
I thought it was supposed to come out this month. Oh man, I haven't checked it out.
No, they released last month on 16, I think. So basically, it's 1 month old, this album. And you know, like with a knife, when I hear it, it was like a couple of days I listened just to this album on repeat. It's fucking amazing, thrash metal. With some ingredients, small ingredients of death, small ingredients of black, but it's like just a little flavor that you almost cannot hear it, but it's there, you know what I mean? But basically they're like old school 80s thrash metal, like in a vein of what Slayer I can say, or Sepultura, old Sepultura.
Yeah, well, I know at least how they sound. So, well, I'm going to check it out. It's just, you know, I'm amazed. I thought it was coming out later than it did, but it came out in the end of November. So,
yeah. And even the podcast that it's like 27, 28 episode. We always mention the Heavy Metal Hangover. They put as pick of the week as well. 1 week after I put. So yeah,
you know, we're basically like, you know, mom, I want to have metal hangover, but we have metal hangover at home.
Yeah,
and then we have us. That's basically metal hangover at home. So
yeah, we are metal hangover order from Wish.
Yeah. Yeah, but I'm definitely gonna check it out. So maybe I'll put it on my list posthumously. I don't know. Maybe.
I'll
say it on the 25th that I'll do an edition. I don't know, but we'll see if it is any good.
And we also have permission someday to play a song from the album. We are not gonna say when. We don't want to to give promises that we cannot keep. That's why we always say we're going to try to put an episode every week, but not we are promising. So, yeah.
I mean, if we're really like out of ideas or don't have anything to play, we're just going to play like every song from their album, you know, on every episode. Yep. So. Maybe that will be like a thing for the next year, like the first episode of next year, next season.
Let's see.
Song of their album.
Let's see what's going to happen, man. So, shoot the other one.
Yeah, the other one was... there's been a lot of black metal listening for me. I have 3 black metal albums on my little list here, but there's not too much to say. I would say that Belor and Stormkeep's new album, they're both like epic black metal, I would describe. And what do they sound like? I don't know, because I don't really listen to other black metal than what I hear. And I listen to pretty much more new stuff. So it's just black metal with cool melodies, and it sounds bigger. It doesn't sound like a small... that is recorded in a small tin box, but it sounds like it's recorded in a huge cave, and they put some synthesizers behind, and I like that shit. And I can't really mention any song that I particularly like, because this is sort of an album thing. This is something you put on when you're reading a book or doing something else, trying to go to sleep or whatever. And I think those are fantastic album. And the Belor album was called Artifacts, and the Stormkeep album is called Tales of Other Time, which is also an it's also a pick of the week for me. A couple of episodes ago I picked,
yeah, I think 2 episodes ago, but whatever.
Yeah, so yeah, those are great. And then I found a little bit more regular black metal stuff in Fornhem, Stämman från berget. I think they're Swedish. I don't exactly remember. They probably are, but it's really hard to know if where a black metal band is from, because it can be a band from America with a Swedish name and like Norwegian song titles, and you're like, okay, this is probably a Norwegian band. It's like, no, it's an American band.
Yeah, but
they just call themselves.
Yeah, but because a lot of Swedes also go to America, and sometimes they stay there. Like, I remember back in the day, I saw an interview with Peter Tedgren from Hypocrisy, and he was in America for quite some time, like a couple of years. So, yeah, they are Swedish guys, but live in America or Norwegian, doesn't matter. But they're going to release it as American album, not as Norwegian or Swedish.
Yeah, of course that's the case. But I think with a lot of black metal artists, I don't think that's the case necessarily. I think it's just some American dude from the Northwest that really likes black metal and think that Scandinavia is cool. That is usually the case, I think. But, I mean... it is. I mean, there are Swedes that live in America, of course. There are Americans who live in Sweden as well.
Yeah, like Tim from Methane. He's from Jersey, but he's living in Sweden. And actually, probably he gonna came as well at the show we're gonna see. And speaking of Methane, they release a single this year. And it's called Declare Chaos, and I don't remember the second song. So basically it's two track single, and it was limited to 50 copies, I think. So that's also
not an album yet, but yeah.
Yeah, I think they're now recording their second album.
Yeah, I get the feeling that a lot of things will be coming out next year, it seems like. But there has been a couple of big releases this year.
Yes.
But they aren't necessarily picks, but we can get to that. Maybe after the break we can do some dishonorable mentions, maybe. Talk about
what
we didn't like from this year, maybe.
Yeah, well, speaking of big release, the next one was... one of the biggest releases, because it's an old school thrash metal band from Frisco, and it's Exodus with Persona Non Grande. Man, I didn't put as a pick of the week, but I mentioned a couple of times this album, Kick-Ass, definitely is way better than Blood In, Blood Out, because from this album, like one or two songs was like, eh, it's okay. The other one is, oh yeah, man. So I really enjoyed the album. Unfortunately, I still didn't order a copy, but I will. So that's one of the biggest release for me this year.
All right. Man, I didn't even know they released one. But yeah, then again, I'm not really too keen on Exodus.
And they
don't really have anything against them, but I don't really listen to them. So.
And and they released it almost at the same time with Eternal Evil. I think there was like a 1 week gap between the albums.
It's like I'm saying, they seem to be putting this shit out like in the, you know, in the nick of time at the end of the year.
Yep.
But yeah.
Show the next one, man.
Yeah, so the next one I have on my list here is actually something we played on the show, a little bit of Abstract Void and their album Wish Dream. I thought it was really cool that they combined the synthwave with black metal in a way, very weird combination, but I really dig it. There's a lot of instrumental shit on my list I see here, but yeah, because I do a lot of reading, I find that like black metal growls or instrumental are like best for reading, I've noticed. So but yeah, anyway, beside the point, the Abstract Void's Wish Dream is fantastic, and we actually played a song from the record on our show, as a matter of fact.
Okay, I don't remember.
Which was really cool. Yeah, you don't remember, but I remember, and the guy from the band remembered, and he saw. Yeah, it was cool. He thought it was cool that we played. So
that's
yeah.
Awesome. Should we go with another big one?
Yeah, I'm gonna check here how the time is. I think.
We
yeah,
can do a couple more.
No, we can't do a couple of more.
Come on, man, it's our show. We don't have a time limit.
We can talk about this later. But yeah, go ahead with.
I was wondering which one I'm going to speak now, but definitely I'm going to go with No Goes Before Me from Agent Steel. It was a pick of the week for me. Listen, it's.
It was pick of the week for me too. I remember that we had the same pick of the week that time.
Okay, and the thing was, listen, it's not something mind-blowing. Ah, listen, that's undiscovered territory. No, it's a meat and potato, old-school Agent Steel, like back in the days, like the early Agent Steel. Nikolai Atanasov, he done a great job. And actually, yesterday I saw they released a new single. I don't remember the name of the single, so I'm going to check it out.
Yeah, but No Other Gods Before Me, yeah, that was the one. I actually kind of forgot that it came out this year, but yeah, it is like you say, it was nothing too special, but I was actually pretty impressed because I thought it was going to be shit.
No.
And I saw it came out and I was like, oh my god, this can't be good, you know, I thought. But it was very good. I mean, it hasn't received a lot of positive reception, but I don't know what the problem is really. I mean, it's not as good as Skeptics, but I think they at least try to do a Skeptics Apocalypse 2 maybe a little bit, but it's been a while since I listened to it, so maybe I would change my mind, but at least when I listened to it I thought it was decent, you know.
Yeah, the thing is, again, it's this type of album that I listened a couple of times, then forgot and then pick it again, but definitely it's a good album, and that was my pick of the week, like in the beginning when we started the show. So yeah.
Yeah, I think it was check back it in March.
Something like this.
Yeah. So yeah, I think we talked about it. I think if you wanna hear our opinions about how we felt about it then go back to that episode. I don't remember which.
Yeah, and something that I forgot to say. Well, at least now you cannot. You can't just click on the first episode. Oh man, it sounds terrible. I'm not gonna listen to those guys, cause yeah, we spoke a lot of times. And you especially, you tell me, come on man, delete that shit. And I was still banana. No, I'm gonna leave it. It's like history purpose.
What I'm curious about is what made you change your mind eventually.
I don't know, I just was like, oh fuck it, I'm gonna delete it.
I don't know. Well, I mean, I've been neglecting that episode like a, you know, unwanted child basically. I haven't really regarded it as our first episode, and I mean, it wasn't really a bad episode by, you know, if we see by what is it, the word I'm looking for, material wise.
Yeah, but the sound quality was like recorded from a toilet. Even the black metal bands like Mayhem gonna be jealous of our sound quality.
Yeah, you made that joke several times about that, but yeah, it is gone now, but hopefully it'll, you know, be better for us, because, you know, the piracy episode, it was honestly a way better episode overall, sound wise and material wise anyway. So hopefully that will be there a lot of new guys' introductions.
Yeah, and since our episode is done and gone, I'm gonna put again Bestia Alter with their album Anno Bestia Chrysalis or whatever. They are Bulgarian death metal band. The vocalist is ex-member of ex-vocal of Hyperborea, and again a very good death metal band from Bulgaria. And the album Anno Bestia was released on 1st of January this year.
Oh damn, so that was very early.
Yeah, and that was my first pick of the week ever on that episode that I deleted. So
I don't even remember what was mine first. But
at least we need to mention that.
Yeah, I never wrote it down, so I will never know what my first pick of the week was. But
I think that is on the show note, but whatever.
No, it wasn't. I just checked the show notes. It's not there.
Okay.
It just says that pick of the week, so I think even I'm usually very anal about planning and writing shit down, but I think during the first episode I...
Yeah, but the first two or three show notes I wrote it, so... And then yeah, I stopped. Then I stopped.
I could possibly go back through our like fucking Facebook Messenger and find out what it is, but you know, I don't really care that much. It was
nobody give a shit.
Yeah, nobody cares anyway, so yeah, whatever. Well, I'm thinking that we should go for break now.
All right.
We've been going for a while, and
because I need some coffee.
Yeah, and I wish I could have coffee, but I have no coffee, and I have no money to buy coffee, so
you can throw some Patreon there.
Yeah, that would really be thankful. If anyone of you out there have a bit of money, send it our way so that I can buy a coffee. Well, I mean, it is fine. I am going to receive some money on the 23rd.
Yeah,
which sucks, but I'll live. But yeah, we're going to go to break now, and I'm going to play something from a friend of our show. We're going to play Urskogen, a little bit of folk metal for you. And this song is called Snöstorm. Be right back. We'll be right back.
Okay, and we are back with another segment. Not another segment, but another hour or 40 minutes, or we're gonna see how long it's gonna keep up with this bullshit. And we are talking for an album that released this year. It's not our top 10, it's just an album that we enjoy from the year.
Yeah, and maybe we'll mention things we didn't enjoy this year or whatever, but yeah. We're talking a bit about albums from this year, so I have a couple left here on the list.
No.
Not really too many, but some interesting mentions at least. And I have an album that I checked out as late as yesterday.
All right.
As a matter of fact, which I was surprised that I haven't found earlier. And it's from the band Pharaoh. And the album is called The Powers That Be.
Oh, yeah, the Swedish death metal band.
No.
Is not the Pharaoh the Swedish death metal band?
No. It is American, a US power metal.
All right.
And the interesting part about this band is that it is fronted by a guy which you may recognize, Tim Amar. And Tim Amar, he was the vocalist of Control Denied on the first album.
All right.
Or first and only album, basically.
Wait a second. Didn't they release like an album a couple of years ago, like 2-3 years ago, like... That was with ideas left over from Chuck after he passed. Because everyone probably know Control the Night was Chuck Schuldiner's second project. They released one album before he passed, unfortunately. And it was like progressive metal, I can say.
Progressive power metal, I would say it was. I mean, if we're talking about Control the Night, at least.
Yeah.
Because that was the very last... full-length album release was The Fragile Art of Existence, which is a very good album. Maybe I'll put it on my pick of the week in the future, maybe. But so the vocalist there, which is a very impressive guy, Tim Amar, I really thought that he was very he was the kind of vocalist that you hear in a project that you never heard about, and you're wondering, what other things does he do? And then I've never really checked into it that much until now, that is, that I found out. I actually found the band first. I saw that, it was recommended for me on Spotify that I check out Pharaoh's new album. And it was pretty impressive from a band. I mean, they have been around since 97.
Whoa.
And the American Pharaoh.
Damn, that's almost 30 years, man. Almost 20,
yeah.
25 years.
Yeah, basically. And you thought I was talking about something.
Yeah, the Swedish death metal band Pharaoh, because they're really popular nowadays.
Well, yeah. This band haven't really released anything since 2012. So this is the first album in. Yeah, almost 10 years. It's been 9 years. And I must say, The Powers That Be, it was really good. Really impressive. It has that US edge to the power metal, which I really like. Meaning that it's more like heavy power than traditional European.
Yeah,
power
there is a huge difference between European and American. But I think also with all of type of metal is the same, because for example, I'm gonna pick Swedish death metal and American death metal. Almost immediately you're gonna say, aha, that's from Europe, that's from Sweden, that's from America. And there definitely, as well with the trash, definitely you can see the difference between like Slayer and Exhumer. I give this example because every time when I play Fallen Saint by Exhumer that is from possessed by fire from 86. And they rip off Slayer with Black Magic, I think. I don't remember which song was. And no, man, how they gonna rip off the same riff when they released the album like a couple of months apart, and it's not the new age when you have internet and look at my ideas. Ah, man, I'm gonna steal that idea for my album. So yeah, that I give you that example, but okay.
Yeah. Well, not to go too deep into the power metal differences, but I heard it yesterday and I was really impressed with it. It came out in June, and it's probably a record that was off everyone's radar. So I will say to you out there, if you love some US power metal, check out Pharaoh, The Powers That Be. I strongly recommend that one. I would actually add, put it as a pick of the week this week, if it, you know, but I didn't really want to, you know, talk about it twice, basically. Mm. I felt that I could talk about another album instead in the pick of the week section, so I picked this instead. And like I said, I strongly recommend this album for anyone who likes US power.
All right. Well, I'm going to go with my pick of the week. Back in the days, we have 27 episodes, but still. And it was, I don't remember for which episode, and who cares. It's War Within Me from Blaze Bailey. Man, I really like that album. And definitely he done way better job than his previous band and workmates from Maiden, because, man, I can't stand Shinjitsu. But War Within Me, there is fucking great songs, and also have a lot of very very funny names, like The Dream of Alan Turing, The Power of Nikola Tesla, The Unstoppable Stephen Hawking. But for me, I definitely can say the stand-up track is 18 Flights. Basically, he's song. He's the lyric is about the fucking tours and whatnot. So definitely deserve to check the album.
Yeah. I think it was good, but it didn't make it to my top list. I kind of forgot. You know, this is always the case, because you always forget what the fuck what came out this year or what came out the other year or whatever. But yeah, I remember checking that out, and it came out in around the same time as Senjutsu. Or did it came out earlier or later?
It came out 9th of April.
It was released in September.
All right, so
I got it a little bit wrong, but yeah, like I said, it's sometimes you forget things, which is good that you have some things that you remember, because I remember going through that album a couple of times, and I really liked it, and then, you know, I did like Brewer always does, listen to something four or five times, then goes along and does something else and forgets what he did, because there's so much fucking music out there.
Yeah, and we already mentioned Maiden. There is nothing good to listen to Maiden, so just escape this, avoid this fucking album like a plague.
I don't really get it why you feel that way. I still don't.
Come on, man. It's like saying I'm going to take a golden shower because I'm dirty.
But I don't get it why you say that, because it sounds just like the other two albums that came before.
Come on, bullshit.
I mean, if you gotta have the complaint should be that it sounds just like the other two albums, which I agree.
I'm totally disagree. It does.
And those two albums, I thought they should, you know, quit playing already, but you know they kept recording. Oh, I don't mean quit playing, but I think that they should stop recording music.
Definitely.
Because they have They have such a good repertoire, and they don't need to make, like... Because that's the thing. The last three albums, they just make songs that sounds like other songs that are longer than all the other songs and aren't as good.
Well,
but I think for what Senjutsu is, because now they're doing this shit, the 2010 era forward has been like, okay, we're just gonna do this old thing over and over again. And you know what? It wasn't that bad. It wasn't like Running Wild's new album, because that... They tried to do something that they've always done, and they did it poorly.
Honestly, definitely. I know Running Wild release album, and I listened like a couple of seconds, and I was like, not into a Running Wild mood, and I never came to listen again. But about Maiden, man, they have a great catalog till A Matter of Life and Death. After that, they release two mediocre album. Actually, the Book of Souls was quite okay, and then this year they released this pile of shit, of horse shit.
I swear to God, man, when they release like an album in like 5 years or something, when they're almost dead, you're gonna say, oh, you know, Senjutsu wasn't too bad, so...
I mean,
that's what you're probably gonna say.
The thing is, even in fucking one of the most hated album, that is Final Frontier, you can you can pick up one or two songs that is good. The same is with the Book of Souls. With Senjutsu, the best thing I pick up was the commercial between the songs that I listened to fucking YouTube, man.
Somehow I doubt it. It almost sounds like you haven't listened to it at all, but yeah.
I listened one time and that was enough.
I mean, like I said, I mean, it isn't a fantastic record, but then again, it isn't like the worst either. But maybe that's even worse, to make something that is okay. I don't know. But for me, I felt that there was redeeming qualities about everything in it. But you know, then again,
It's a long song.
It's sort of like...
It's a long song.
It's sort of...
It's way too slow songs. And the only thing I can say... Bruce definitely is not sound like Bruce in the 80s, because he's like, what, 66, 60-something?
But he hasn't sounded like Bruce in the 80s in 20 years.
But the thing is, he still do a great job. That's the only good thing I can say about the album. Otherwise, it's like so fucking boring. I prefer to listen to Metallica Saint Anger, to be honest.
Yeah, that's... I don't understand you, man. It's like you're a new person. I don't know you anymore. Whatever. I mean, you're entitled to your opinion. I just think it's fascinating that you feel that way. I don't understand it. I find it fascinating.
You know, there is two opinions about this album. The one is my opinion, and the other one is the wrong opinions.
Ooh, we're going there. We're going there now.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, let me put it like this. It's not a pick of the year by any... by any stretch of the imagination.
Oh, believe me, it's gonna be a pick of the week, a pick of the year for a lot of these shitty magazine and radio and rock magazines, rock fanzines, and whatever that.
Oh yeah, definitely, no doubt about that.
But in total honest, that was so overhyped album, and I still didn't get. I mean, Maiden is one of my favorite bands, and everybody who know me know that. I fucking love Maiden. Maiden, Metallica, and Manowar. That's my top three band. And I was never thinking I'm going to say a bad word about Maiden, but man, this album totally sucks. And like you said earlier, better to stop writing a new material, just do a fucking gigs and that's it. Anyway, they're gonna get more money from a touring and gigs and merchandise sale than fucking album sales. That's for
but
sure.
But then again, that's the problem, right? It came out in a perfect time because they needed something to release, because they wouldn't be making money otherwise.
Dude, come on,
if you know what I'm saying?
No, you're totally wrong. Because, for example, a couple of weeks ago, I ordered re-press of A Matter of Life and Death and Fear of the Dark special edition that was inside with a special patch and figurine.
They can
do that over and over again. Merchandise.
That is true.
Merchandise, is true. Shirts. Everyone who is into a metal buy at one point one or two t-shirts of Maiden. I have like a couple of t-shirts of Maiden.
Yeah, I mean, sure, they can live on their merchandising, but you know, my point was just, you know, this year maybe a new album was good to release in a financial situation. I mean, seeing how they couldn't like play anything last year or even this year.
Dude, they can do like a lot of bands. For example, Destruction. What they done at the end of the last year? They done a huge production. Live stream production, man. You can buy a ticket for a live stream and basically you have the same experience as you're the gig, except you're sitting home with a popcorn and a Coke or beer or whatever.
Yeah, it's the same experience but worse, but yeah, okay.
I mean, at least you see, it's the same experience like watching a DVD, for example.
I understand.
But also, you support
the band. I'm saying, you know, why not do everything? Why not re-release all the albums with figurines and bullshit and release a new
because
album?
Because the new album sucks!
I don't know. But they didn't think so. I mean, they don't give a fuck. And honestly, I mean, you know, I'm lukewarm on the record, honestly. I mean, I think it has bits and pieces that are good, but overall, you know, I could live without it. But the thing is, you know, if you remember the Facebook... Facebook wall during the days when that album came out, everyone was sucking its cock.
Like I said, man, it was so
everyone I had on my list, they were like, this is the best album they've ever made, and I'm like, with what fucking
no. You're wrong. Not everyone. From day one I said fuck this album, because in the beginning when they released the single writing.
I don't know why you have to fucking counter signal me like that, because obviously you're the only one who thinks so, but I'm not one of those who sucked the cock of this album. Yeah. I have my fair amount of criticisms. Go and check out my episode of Thundering Alone, my first episode. I did a review, so check that out.
But again, you give a huge
but
score.
I swear to God, everyone I saw on Facebook were like, this is the best album ever. And that I definitely can agree on.
Yeah, man.
There were two. We're two there.
Yeah.
And sure, you said that you would rather drink piss than listen to the record. You were the only one that did it. Fine, okay, you get the crown on your head, Daru.
Thank you.
You're the king of a contrarian opinion.
Hey, come on, man.
I thought that I was the contrarian one, but now you're the king of contrarian.
Yeah,
congratulations.
Hey, come on, don't forget I'm a king shitface. And that's official.
Yeah, well, that has a different meaning.
Okay, let's...
shit face doesn't have to be a contrarian, though.
Okay, let's speak about some good album, and that's...
Fuck it, this was fun. This was fun. I'm really gonna have to go and with a lot of compression on this, because I see that my fucking... my fucking levels in the audio program is going wild here. I mean, red. But yeah, okay. But yeah, let's get back to let's talk about the good picks of the year.
Yeah,
rather than the bad.
Because I have again a brain fart, but my friends from Woke Vostok that they release a new album this year, and everyone who knows, I'm not the hugest fan of progressive metal, but man, this album was great. A million times better than Maiden.
I mean, it's good that you never do any prep, but you always have good shit to bring out. Because Opus Ferox, that was a good one. actually, because I don't really like, because they are like, they combine progressive with extreme, and that is something that doesn't tickle my balls at all. That's something I generally really hate. But this album was really good.
Yep.
It was actually pretty fantastic. And you were the one that recommended it to me once again.
Yeah,
you have a good feeling about what I like, it seems. So
because I always thought, since you're into all that power shit and you're also progressive rock, because you're a huge fan of progressive rock, I know that for sure. And I was thinking you also were sucking cock with bands like fucking Dramatic Theater or whatever it's called, that shit. And I was like, hey.
Okay. I take that as a fucking personal attack.
Yes, it is.
I really don't like Dream Theater anymore.
No.
I never sucked their cock for anything.
I was thinking so. But, and I was, hey man, I know you're a prog fan. Check this album and sent you Walk for Stock. And you was like, you know what? I don't really like prog metal, but that's awesome. Because it's not like this band, like I said, Dream Theater, that is like, ah, look at me, I don't have a dick, but I have a guitar. For 1 hour. Fuck that shit, man. It's a normal songs, normal length, like, I think, let's see. There is no longer song than 6 minutes. Even it's shorter than six. The longest is the Freedom Paradox, that is like 5:51. It's not like a 30-minute song.
Yeah, and the album isn't particularly long either, which I like. So
yeah, it's just 48 minute, and that's not long. And that's like short album for a progressive band, I think.
Yeah, I mean, there are. I would say that Pagan's Mind is a progressive band that has. Pagan's Mind, I think I actually had them as a pick of the week once, and I think that was one of the times when I did pick of the week and you needed to go for a piss when I did the thing.
Yeah,
so
probably
by the mic. But Pagan's Mind, they're sort of like they're like this album with Lokvostok, but without growls, basically.
Yeah.
So if you take this album, particularly The Great Escape, and you take away the growls, then you have Pagan's Mind, pretty much same thing, you know,
yeah.
Song wise and.
But the thing with Walk for Stock, yeah, they have a growls, but it's like not so push in your face. It's like here and there, like a couple of times, and it's like.
Yeah, but I think it was. I mean, here and there. I thought it was here and there a lot.
Nah.
In my opinion, but
I
don't really like the mixing of harsh and clean vocals. I really like to keep that thing separate. Either I want to hear some black metal dude scream for like 3 minutes straight, or I want to hear clean singing. I don't like the mix, but in this case, it's fine. I mean, I think it's great. Lokvostok has actually made an album that. For both of us, that they do stuff that we usually wouldn't like, but for some reason they manage to make a, you know, something that kind of works. It works. It's good.
Yeah, and the thing is, I always, from the day one that I saw Walk for Stock, it was 2010, I think. There was a tour. They were on tour with. Lepros and I forget the other two bands. Basically, I was like, that sucks. Ah, Walk for Stock, that's an interesting band. And I start to listen to them more and more, and yeah, I really enjoy them. And I have a couple of albums. Daddy is a good friend of mine, he was a drummer of FKU as well. So. I mean, like I said, it's not because he's my friend that I'm gonna say, ah, it's a great album. No, because I have a friend that released album and I said, hey man, it's better to split up that shit because your band sucks. But the thing is, the album is really good, and like you said, It's not usual that we pick a progressive album, because my wheelhouse is more thrash and death. Yeah, I enjoy a lot of heavy metal, and you are more into a traditional heavy metal, power metal, and that type of stuff.
To be honest, I don't really know what I am anymore.
Yeah.
Because during this year, I've been listening to... I mean, just going through my list of picks of albums, I mean, it's like atmospheric black metal to black speed to like fucking prog to synthwave and whatever. I mean, I'm all over the place. I don't even know what I like anymore, really. I seem to like everything almost. I'm the worst kind of music lover. I like everything.
Well, but at least when you say I like everything, it's not I'm going to put some death metal in your... Oh, what the fuck is that? Can you turn it off?
Yeah, no, I don't have any problems with that. But then again, I'm not really... I know, I'm not that kind of asshole on parties, you know. If someone plays some kind of music, I don't really say anything.
Yeah, but
about it. Unless...
You're not to
unless
be...
they play... There are things I hate, like if someone... If I go to a party with someone I know and they play hip-hop, it's like, what the fuck, dude?
Yeah.
That's when I'm like, okay, what are you doing? Come on.
The only problem that you have is with Vader.
Yeah, well, I don't tell you to turn it off.
One time you done that when we was at my birthday, when I used to live at Jurbru with JNP when we was there. I was playing there and you was like, wait, you ain't gonna listen to that shit. Can we change it, please?
And we were, I came with a suggestion. Play something else.
Whatever.
But you didn't listen anyway, so what the fuck?
Yep.
Yeah, and from my list, I honestly only have one or two left.
Sure, man, because I think I don't remember anything that was released this year.
Yeah, I mean...
I think...
Okay, go ahead.
Before I forget, Flotsam and Jetsam actually released, I think, Blood on the Water this year. Early April, I think. I'm not sure. So you can check one in the smart box. I was listening the album once or twice. It's not bad album. It's not like a Cult or some or Quattro, for example. It's decent album. It's not as well. It's not great like Doomsday for Deceiver or No Place for Disgrace. But still, it's not Tales anymore.
The only two important albums.
Well. I like I have Quattro. I enjoy Quattro, but it's different, totally different. Ugly Noise was quite strange for me. I didn't listen to Cult for a very very long time, because I have Cult in cassette audio tape in Bulgaria, and I'm in Sweden for what, like 10 years almost. So yeah. But they release, and I think also the other thrash metal legend from Denmark, Artillery, they released, but I'm not sure about that, if they release album called X or 10, like, we know that's a very clever name when you release some album to...
Yeah, it is their 10th album, so
yeah,
it's clever, yeah.
But
yeah, I don't even think I've listened to Artillery at all. I don't even know if they're good.
It's a good. I know that they release album. Probably I listened once when I was drunk, but I don't really. I don't recall that I listened as sober or paying attention. I'm not.
Okay, By Inheritance, I've heard that. That's a good one.
I'm not the hugest Artillery fan, but yeah, they have some good tunes. And yeah, so shoot with your pick of the week, of the year or whatever.
Yeah, well, the thing that I really want to talk about, and it's another. It's not a pick of the week I've had earlier, but we've played some song from this guy, Pirate Hymn, and he actually released a new album a couple of this week, as a matter of fact, I think, or last week. It was very recent anyway, and it's called Wild Adventure. Now, this is the Running Wild album I was looking for. this was great, actually, because, I mean, if you don't know, Pirate Hymn is a Running Wild inspired instrumental project. But this album, I mean, the two previous album and the EP was definitely very much Running Wild inspired. But I feel that this album, this new album, has a little bit of a influence, you know, a little bit of a broader influence. You know, they have a little bit of more other kind of pirate music, a little bit more of accordion and that stuff, and a little bit more keyboard thing, so, which I really like.
So basically like Hellstorm meet Running Wild.
Yeah, and without vocals.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, musically.
And that's something... musically, it is... but I say... I would say that it has Running Wild in the bottom of the of the pan, so to speak. They use that as butter.
So,
and then they put in some Hellstorm and some...
On the deck, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So... That is what I would say it is. And you know, the early two albums I really enjoy, but they are very much like, they just sound like instrumental Running Wild albums. But this album, Wild Adventure, sounds like something of its own, more of its what's the word I have? it's sort of its own thing. That's what I'm getting to. And I really, really like that this dude, he uses a lot of keyboards, and I really enjoy that, because that's a very cool dynamic to it, to hear like Running Wild sounding things with a keyboard in the background. It gives it a little bit of a more epic and bigger presence. And as a matter of fact, I think he is a keyboard player, you know, in the how should I put it, like in the basic, in the
like,
I mean, that's its main instrument. I mean,
yeah, like his first instrument.
Yeah, exactly. That's the words. Oh fuck, I lose my words. But and you really get the sense. But he plays good guitars, fine, and all the other instrumentation sounds nice. And I really enjoy it, and I totally recommend to check out his Bandcamp as well, bandcamp.piratehymn.com, I think. That's the
awesome
address. Yeah.
Let's hear your next pick, man.
Yeah, now it's... my rest of my picks aren't metal, really. So I don't really know if I...
Okay, so my other...
But I can at least mention we have the band Black Kalmar Skull from Italy, and that was a band that I've used this album Rise to Live as a pick of the week, and I've played from their album. But this album isn't really metal; it is basically progressive rock played by someone who really likes black metal. That's the thing, and I think it was a good and unique album, and I really enjoyed it. Not really metal, but you know, I think it's worth mentioning since we have played them on our show, and you know, I have used his album as pick of the week previously, so I just want to mention that, and it's sort of like an honorable mention, I would say.
And as well, let open this can of worm, M16 by Sodom. Yes, I'm not a fucking moron. I know it's the album is like 20 years old, but they re-release it now, remastered it and whatever, with a special box set that I got it. And honestly, one of my favorite Sodom album, and I'm really proud that I got this box set. So That's also honorable mention. And
I don't know, man. I don't remember anything else right now.
Yeah, I mean, it's like I said earlier. It's easy to forget what has been released this year. So, but yeah, you mentioned N16, and since you broke the law, I'm gonna break the law as well, because I found a really fucking good album that came out last year, and it's from the band Lone Wolf from France, and it's called Division Hades, and this was really fucking good, because Lone Wolf was sort of they are one of those sort of Running Wild, Gravedigger inspired bands, and they released a record last year, and I clearly didn't give a fuck about it until the other day. I think it was the other day, like Friday, Thursday, I decided I'm gonna check this out, because I need some background noise when I read the book. And the problem was I couldn't concentrate on the book too much, because the songs were really solid, actually.
That's good.
And they had a song here called Manila Shark, and it's about, of course, Mark the Shark Shelton, who died way back, actually. I don't know if he died in... It wasn't 2020. I think it was in 2019. 2018. Okay, yeah, that's true. So it's, yeah, 2 years later, but it was a cool tribute and a very good song. So, I mean, I got some feelings there, but, yeah. It wasn't released this year, but I think it was an excellent album. Maybe I'll put it as a pick of the week in the future or something, because I'll definitely go back and listen to it, because it's really good. It might be something that even you might enjoy, I would say.
Probably, man. And like I said, there is a lot of band that is underground, and so that they release albums. So if you're interested to check more new underground band, check this YouTube channel, The New Wave of Thrash Metal, or what it was called. Just a second, check it out. New Wave of Old School Thrash Metal. Check this channel. There is a lot of bands that release this year albums. So I cannot say anything more about the topic. So
yeah, we might this might it seems like we'd be saying this all the fucking time, but we might revisit this again, because I mean, everything hasn't been released. For what we know, there might be a release on the 31st of this month, or is, yeah, it's 31 days of December, so maybe there's a good fucking release the 31st and we have missed it, so we might get back to it again.
Nope.
We won't get back to it.
No.
Okay. If we gonna do it, it's gonna be eventually with some other name, or some other topic, or if it's like you say, a very great release that blow your mind and make you wanking, we can put as a pick of the week, and we can speak more, and we can do like our own different podcast, like not different podcast, yeah, but like Thundering Alone, yeah, like you done twice.
Yeah, that's true. But I don't really think, I mean, it's hard to do these things anyway, because you have to remember.
And
doing this list sucks.
And there is no point what it's like 2 weeks, 3 weeks to New Year, so fuck that shit, man. That episode, it's gonna be revisited next year with pick of 2022. So yeah.
So yeah, I'm gonna be better compiling next year, because because we didn't start the show until like February.
Yep.
March.
So the first episode that is no longer available was released on 11th of February.
Oh, right. So we're almost getting close to 1 year as well.
Yep.
That's cool. Gotta figure something out. Maybe we're gonna release something on the 11th like like special a celebration episode. Of the one, yeah, 1 year celebration. I don't know.
Maybe. Yeah, but yeah, this episode probably it's gonna be a little bit shorter, like my dick. But however, till then. Thanks again, you're tuning for our piece of crap that we shit every, or at least try to shit every week, with me and my friend Brew. We really appreciate all of our listeners. I really enjoy when some of you came to me and speak at the bar, Coop Fredax Mangio. And speaking of Coop Fredax Mangio, don't forget, this weekend, Saturday, we're going to have our first live show, and also there going to be a live stream for all that is in international listeners and the people that couldn't came, because, yeah, obviously it's shitmas, and folk want to spend more time with their families and do some other stuff that, then to go to listen some two idiots speaking nonsense for like 2 hours. And yeah, if you want to help Brew for a coffee, you can drop some money at the Patreon. And I think that's all. You can like us, follow us, comment, interact with us at www.facebook.com/mailbrainfart or mailbrainfart podcast. So it's gonna pop up anyway. And I think that's all, man.
Yeah, that's everything. Now we're just gonna get ourselves ready for the live show.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things going on and it's going to be great. So we're gonna get prepared mentally and maybe physically as well. I don't know. But yeah, it's going to be great, and I look forward to seeing you people out there for those of you who can come. Otherwise, we're gonna have, like Daro mentioned, the Facebook stream and whatever.
Yep.
Maybe we're gonna have a chat there or something. We'll see.
And definitely, I need to prepare my liver because I think we're gonna drink a lot.
Yeah, after the show is gonna be crazy, I think.
Yeah, and till then, stay tuned. Or be doomed.
All right.